This is Judy Morio, and this is Choices, a show all about the choices that we each make in our lives every day. Thank you for joining me today as we talk about success is a conscious decision. This was a request from one of my listeners in Mississippi. Tammy asked me to talk about not just that it is a conscious decision, but how do we make a conscious decision in order to make the right choice and in order to get the things we want, go the places we want to go, do the things we want to do? How do we actually decide that we are going to be a success and then make it happen? So we're going to be taking some steps today, and we're going to start with our thoughts, because remember, our thoughts determine what it is that we want, and then our actions determine what it is that we get. So the very first thing that you want to do is think about what you want. What is success to you? What does that mean? Does it mean that you're going to drive a new car, make a certain amount of money, travel the world, have a great job, you're going to have great relationships, everyone in the family is going to get along? The very, very first thing you have to do is to make your desires specific and visual. That's the first action that you take, is that you get real specific. And then the second is to make a decision and a plan to get what you want. Now, you don't want to let fear or negative self-talk hold you back. Absolutely not. And when you want something better, you have to do something different than what you're doing right now. So we're going to make the decision that you will be successful and know that you have the power to create whatever success it is that you want in your life. And then you start to take the steps in the direction that you want to go. Now remember, you can achieve whatever you want to achieve. You are more than enough to do this, but we need to start somewhere. So where do we start? Well, we're going to start with journaling, and that might seem a little bit strange to some of you that we're going to start by writing the things in a journal, but I want you to get real clear on what it is that you want. So today we're going to concentrate on the journal portion of how to make success a conscious decision. And it doesn't have to be a specific journal. However, I have designed a specific journal that will help you do that. But if you just want to get a three-ring binder and put notebook paper in it, that's okay too. The important thing is that you start journaling daily. And what I want you to do is express yourself very freely in the journal. Now, the journal is yours. It's not for you to share with anyone else. It is for you to express your desires, your interests, your passions, and what it is that you determine to be success. So it's time to release your limitations. You're not to write anything negative in this journal. This is a tool for you to create the future. You're not going to dredge up the unwanted past. There is, of course, I need for you to record your successes. If there's something that you've done that's been successful, we need to make a page for those so that you can review them and remind yourself that you've been successful before and you can be successful again. Now, it's time to begin. And it doesn't matter whether today is Wednesday, which it is, or Monday, or whether it's January or July, or it's the 21st day of the month or the first day of the month. Today is the day to begin your journey. So don't wait for the right time or next month or in the morning. Now is the right time to begin. See, every 21 days, I want you to reflect on your accomplishment for the previous 21 days and plan the next step in your journey. So right now, we're only thinking about 21 days at a time. Why 21? Because it takes 21 days to change a habit. It takes 21 days to develop a new habit. So right now, I just want you to think about journaling for the next 21 days. And this is your journey. Now, it's okay if you don't write every single day, and it's okay not to fill up a page. It's okay to write more than fits on just one page. If you skip a day, just simply pick up where you left off. And if you date your entries, you will have a way to track your personal title against the calendar. Now, we all march to a different beat, and I understand that. And some of us like to do things one way and some another. But the important thing right now is that you start to write every day for the next 21 days. Just a few sentences about what you want, what you want to be, what you want to have, what you want to do, what you consider success is to you. I want you just to start with that. And then as you start to accomplish these little things, when you finish each project, when you finish each step, when you reach the next thing you want to reach, I want you to give yourself a recognition in your journal. You can give yourself a sticker that says, like, attaboy, or great job, or wow. I give myself gold stars. In fact, in the achievement journal that I've designed, I've actually put peel and stick gold stars in the back of the journal, so it's easier for the people who use this journal to just peel out the size of gold star that they need that day based on the size of what they feel like they've accomplished, and just go ahead and stick that gold star in the journal. Now, I know some of you are saying, now that sounds silly or that sounds childish, and it may be, but what it is, it's a technique called anchoring, and when you do the physical act of sticking that gold star in your book, what you're doing is anchoring in your self-esteem. And so you're saying, yes, I did it. And sure enough, by sticking that gold star there, your inner self starts to accept it and say, yeah, I did do it. And then that helps to boost your self-esteem. What it is, it's an acknowledgement and a reward for your progress. That's simply what it is. So, as you begin where you are going, it is wise to determine your starting point. See, you take a different road to New York when you leave from Orlando than you do when you leave from Los Angeles. So depending upon where you are, we have to determine where you are right now and what you're going to need to do to get where you want to go. What is that gap between the place where you are and the place where you're going to be? And you want to spend some time with yourself and begin the process of realizing who you are and explore the possibilities and imagine that you're already there at that goal, at that other end of the road, and ask yourself some questions. Ask yourself things like, what do I believe about me? And what are my strengths and talents and ability? And how do I express my uniqueness? And how do I value and reward myself? And what makes my heart sing? Because if you start to focus on those types of things, you're going to find what it is that you really want to do. And answering these questions thoughtfully and positively will give you a clearer picture of your purpose and your passion. And then I want you to repeat some affirmations. Now, what is an affirmation? An affirmation is a positive statement that is made to yourself about you and about your goals and about reaching your goals. And it usually starts with the words, I am. So you say, I am, and then you affirm what you would like to believe about yourself. These are powerful, positive statements. You say or write them in first person tense. These commands are actually giving your subconscious mind the steps to do what you want them to do. It's the commands you consciously give to your subconscious mind make things work. They help you to concentrate on, without even being aware of it, how to be the success that you want to be. You see, the human brain will guide us toward the realization of the mental self-image that we have programmed. And your subconscious will work only in the direction that you point it. So this positive, simple self-talk, when you repeat it regularly and continuously, will be accepted by the subconscious part of your mind as a reality. So repeating your self-talk leads the mind to a state of consciousness where it accepts what you want it to believe. Because you see, the subconscious part of your mind believes whatever you tell it. Now, in the beginning, it may seem to argue with you. You may say something like, I'm at my perfect weight, and it says, no, you're not. And the reason it says that is because you've been telling yourself that you're overweight for such a long, long time, your mind has come to believe you are overweight. So now, you must correct your previously misguided instructions and tell your subconscious mind what you want it to believe. So you repeat your affirmations regularly for a period of no less than 21 days in order to override the belief system that you have in place at this time. If success is a conscious decision, we have to consciously override the belief system that is already there. And so you're going to say affirmation, things like, all things are possible to me if I believe. Every day in every way, my life is getting better and better. Everything I need is within me now. I am smart. I can find a solution. I have the courage to do whatever it takes. Those are affirmations. All things are possible to me if I believe. Now, by doing your affirmations, you're actually making a conscious decision to reach the goals that you want to reach. But you're not having to work so hard at it. You see, working hard is not the solution here. In fact, working smarter isn't the solution. In fact, working at all is not the solution. Right now, what I'm wanting you to do is set your intention. Set your intention by writing in your journal. And then you're going to affirm, I am strong, I'm capable, I'm fun, I'm wild, I'm smart. I am becoming more knowledgeable about my job. I'm becoming a good communicator, a better writer, more loving. Whatever it is that you want to become. And you say, I am, and you add the noun to the end. Because you want your subconscious mind to believe that you already are what it is that you're telling it. You see, you've got to have affirmations that resonate with you. And if you repeat them frequently enough, your subconscious mind will accept them as the truth. So that's one of the steps that you want. And so now remember this, that journaling is what you're doing. You're writing your affirmations in your journal. You're saying your affirmations out loud. You're setting your intentions in your journal. And journaling is a very personal undertaking. And whether you choose to write daily, weekly, or whenever the mood strikes you, there are some guidelines that I want you to follow that will help you stay on track. Writing your thoughts gives you an opportunity to see what you are thinking. Remember, we said everything starts with your thoughts and that your thoughts create your feelings and your feelings bring about your behavior and your behavior brings about your results in life. So we must start with the thinking. And writing your thoughts gives you an opportunity to see that, to see what you're thinking. And when you can see your thoughts on paper, well, then you can edit those thoughts and you can clarify how you want those thoughts to be. And having a written history of your thoughts and actions actually allows you to celebrate how far you've come and then to plan your next step. It is not important how much you write or whether you write daily. It is important that you write as often as possible. And whatever you write should be positive and definite. And how you write is an important aspect of successful journaling. Now, I want you to avoid negative words like not, won't, don't, or can't, because you need to program your thinking with positive, definite statements. And the more you do that, the easier it is to become that change that you are seeking. If you want to record all your hurts, disappointments, and failures, keep them in a diary. But don't put them in your journal. This journal that we're talking about, this is your achievement journal. This is a chronicle of your path to who you are and a roadmap to become who you want to be. This achievement journal is the record of the steps you are taking to achieve your dreams. So don't put negative things in there. Put the positive things in there. And be sure to give yourself gold stars or stickers for your accomplishments. See, rewarding yourself for a job well done feels good. And pictures are as important as words. So by adding pictures and stickers and stars to your journal, you help to reinforce the visualization of your dreams and your successes. And you can see at a glance the progress that you are making. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. And today we are talking about success is a conscious choice. And if you would like to continue receiving information which will help you elevate your self-esteem, just go to my website, judymario.com, that's J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com, and sign up for my free monthly newsletter. And you'll also receive a free download of my audio recording, Realize Who You Are. And while you're there, click on the link to receive a subscription to our Quarterly Choices magazine with articles by many of your favorite self-esteem authors. Many of these authors are the writers in our Life Choices book series. And so you want to receive this free magazine 4 times a year, and you can even print it out and keep it handy on your coffee table, and that'll help you to stay positive on a regular basis. So go to judymorio.com, J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. And listeners, I always want to talk about things on this show that you want to hear about. So please, please just drop me an email at judy@judymorio.com. And if you'll do that, it'll be so helpful to me in starting to help you to make your life even better than it already is. That's judy@judymorio.com. Just drop me a note. I always love to hear from you. Today we are talking about success is a conscious decision, and we're concentrating on the conscious decision of doing a journal, of starting your journaling technique, because as you start to journal, you're going to find that things become more clear, your goals become more clear, you're going to have more of a direction to where you want to go. And, you know, putting down how we feel and what it is that we want and where we think we're going to go, this is a very active thing. And we need to be active. We need to do something like this in order to get clear and to better see who we are and why we do the things we do and to look at where we're headed. And one of the things I want you to do in your journal is to put your goals in your journal. Write down, get real, real clear, because writing your goals out is the first step to making your dreams become a reality. I use that old method called SMART, the SMART method of goal setting. Now, my SMART method is just a little bit different from the way the standard people use it, so I'll tell you what the changes are, but I found that this really makes it easy to stay on track and to resist any temptation that may attempt to sidetrack me. And so remember that SMART stands for specific, measurable, agreed upon, realistic, and time framed. Now let's take those one at a time. Be very specific when writing your goals. Detail every aspect. Writing down your specific goals clarifies exactly where you're going and how you will know when you have arrived there. Don't write vague or abstract generalities. Be sure you know exactly what you want to do and be and have, as well as where you want to go. How is this going to look? What color will it be? How big is it? What will it sound like? How will it smell? What are the details or the accessories? How will it feel to have it, do it, be it, or go there? That's what I did when I got my Mercedes. I cut out pictures of those Mercedes and put them everywhere. And I just kept thinking about it and thinking about it. And you know what? That Mercedes came to me at a price I could afford. Second step is measurable. So specific and then measurable. Measurement is how we keep track of our progress and know how we know if and when we begin to veer off the path. Assess where you are now in relation to where you want to go. Evaluate your current position. And by doing that, you will be able to measure the distance between where you are and your destination. And this will enable you to write sub-goals for the steps you will need to take. And also, you can identify changes you may want to make along the way. You know, you may get started toward your goal and think, well, this isn't exactly what I want. That's okay. You can make a change. So take a close look at your current title, income, residence, anything that reaching your goals may change in the future. And with a realistic assessment of your current situation, you're going to be better able to set achievable goals. Now, the third step, remember, specific, measurable, the third step agreed upon. If there are other people whose cooperation you need in order to reach your goal, you're going to need to get their agreement early on in the journey. Because if they don't agree, or they don't do their part, or they don't support you in achieving your goals, your journey is going to be more difficult than it needs to be. Or it may not be attainable at all. Let's say that your goal is to send your son to college, but your son doesn't want to go to college. Well, guess what? It's probably not going to work. And if you do drag him there, he probably won't study and you're just wasting your money. So we have to make sure that the people who are part of the goal that we want are in agreement with us towards reaching those goals. The fourth step is realistic. When your goals aren't realistic, you're setting yourself up to fail before you've even started. Your goals must be high enough to motivate you and still be realistic. If you don't believe they're realistic, well, self-doubt's going to set in, and that's going to undermine you, causing you to become immobilized. Ask yourself if your goals will create any conflict in any other areas of your life. How far are you willing to go to get what you want? That's a question you really need to ask yourself. How far are you willing to go to get what you want? Because success is a conscious decision. It's a choice. And so you've got to know, are you willing to put out the effort that it's going to take? Ascertaining what you want requires self-examination to determine the extent to which your skills, your beliefs, your values, and your attitudes relate to your objectives. You're going to be more likely to succeed if your objectives evolve from your natural abilities and from a positive attitude. So achieving your goals requires a high sense of priority that will require belief and discipline. Don't be concerned with how realistic these goals appear to be to anyone else. Just be sure you believe you can do what you've set out to do. It just has to be realistic to you, realistic in your mind. That's the important thing. And then time framed. Set a timeline and determine checkpoints in order to keep track of your progression toward your goals. Remember, big visions take time to materialize. Identify the smaller goals that you must accomplish to reach your big one. And as you reach each small goal, reward yourself and move on to the next. It is very, very important to celebrate your successes as you go. Recognizing your achievements along the way helps you to keep a positive attitude throughout your journey. If you don't have a time designated as to when you will accomplish your goal, you probably won't accomplish it at all. So it must be time-framed, because if it doesn't matter when it gets done, it usually doesn't get done. So start your plan with the final objective and work backwards, making sure to allow enough time for each step. Knowing what we intend to accomplish and when we want to accomplish it keeps us focused, as well as letting us know if we are ahead or behind our intended schedule. Make sure you give yourself some realistic time frames. I know sometimes I kind of push the time limit with myself and I don't quite make it. But you know what? As long as we're close, we can be over a day or two in many, many cases. That's okay. See, timelines are really set as a means of breaking projects down into the smaller bite-sized chunks so we don't feel overwhelmed. They're not meant to stress us out. They're not meant to make us feel guilty if we're not exactly on track. They are just observable criteria which will ensure our steady progress rather than leaving it to chance. See, good intentions are nice, but a good plan is powerful, and a timeline is essential to your success. So, whatever it is that you want to achieve, if you will write your goals out in this SMART method of goal setting, specific, measurable, agreed upon, realistic, and time framed, you're going to find that you're going to reach those goals much faster than you would if you didn't have a plan. Journaling is a very personal undertaking. It's very personal. Whether you choose to write daily, weekly, or whenever the mood strikes you, you want to be sure that you write often. And be sure to give yourself gold stars or stickers for your accomplishments, because rewarding yourself for a job well done feels good. And whenever you reward yourself, your inner self starts to say, yes, yes, she appreciates me and what I've done. And so you want to be sure that you let yourself know that you are doing a great job. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices, Choices Radio. We are sponsored by Turning Point International in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Turning Point International is a training and development company that offers self-help products, including books, personal development programs, CDs in personal coaching and writing, and in public speaking. And some of the books offered at Turning Point International are my book, You Are More Than Enough, Every Woman's Guide to Purpose, Passion, and Power, which will help you believe in yourself and build your self-confidence. And the other product offered at Turning Point International that I'm very proud of and that we've been talking about today is my achievement journal. Now, you can put together your own journal, but I've already done it for you. So why not go over to judymario.com and order yourself a journal. They're very inexpensive, and it is a complete self-improvement, personal development course that's going to help you set and achieve your goals in all the eight areas of your life: relationships, finances, health, career, education, recreation, spiritual, and community. And when you have goals in those eight areas of your life, and you can actually measure those goals, because in the journal, every 21 days, there's a balance wheel. And that balance wheel gives you a way to actually measure what you're doing. And, you know, we all have milestones in our lives, and we want to be sure that we measure and see where those milestones are, and if we're hitting on time, if we're doing what it is that we have set our intention to do. Because success is a conscious choice, and it's very, very important for you to set your intention. Also in the journal, there are 411 affirmations already written for you. Things like, I am created for success. My possibilities are endless. My potential is unlimited. I am powerful, calm, and centered. I am free of fear. I have faith and confidence in myself. There is great genius within me. So you have 411 affirmations already written for you. You read them and repeat them. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. Thank you for joining me today as we talked about success is a conscious decision. Success is a choice. Please email me, judy@judymario.com, and let me know what other subjects you would like to hear on Choices Radio. Very important that we do what you, the listener, would like to hear. We want to cover the subjects that you have requested. So go to judy@judymario.com. Just send me an email there. Just make it a sentence or two and say, please, this is the subject that I'd like you to talk about. This is what I'd like to know more about. Or this is a guest you to have. Could you see if you can get this guest for us? And I'll do the best I can to make that happen. And remember, you are more than enough.